So this is a bit of an interesting one. I've heard it being said that the elites or the people enacting these agendas have to tell you what they're doing. They have to show you through like predictive programming or movies or even plain and simple like everyday agendas. They'll literally publish a document saying this is what we're going to do. And they're kind of hoping that most people don't read those documents and don't understand what they're planning to do, so that they kind of interpret that as people saying, okay, you can do it. Consent. And, you know, I have heard all kinds of theories and ideas about this, talking about how energetically they were given power over this realm, and in order to get their agendas to happen, in order to do something, according to the law of free will, and this goes into like spiritual stuff, which I'm not going to get into in this video, according to the law of free will and other universal laws, they have to show you their intent, show you what they want to do and what they plan to do, and then if you don't object to it, if you don't comment on it or notice it even, then they say, okay, well, you consent then, so here we go. Digital passports, social credit system, central digital currency, all of these different things. So we need to be, in a way, we need to be a bit more vigilant. We need to be paying attention at least to the documents they release, the things they publish, like Agenda 2030, saying that we should all own nothing. Do we want that? I don't think we do. I don't think the average person wants to own nothing, or at least, you know, people want to own things. Clothes, houses, cars. We like to feel that if we work hard, we actually can keep what we earn or keep what we work for. You know, if we work hard and save up our money and manage to buy a house, for example, we don't want some random elite billionaire to take that house. We want to actually keep it and own it and pass it on to our, you know, onto future generations, onto our kids. So we need to be paying attention to these agendas where it says you'll own nothing and be happy. What that means is they want to take everything and hope that you will be happy. And if you're not happy, well, it doesn't really matter because they've already taken it. So yeah, I want to know what you think about this, because it's a bit of a speculative one. I'm kind of asking for opinions on this. I've done a lot of research myself, but I just want to hear your thoughts. Do you think that they have to tell you what they're doing and that we have to consent to it in that way? Or can and will they do it anyway? So let me know in the comment. Actually, try and comment, because I'll try and reply to everybody. So yeah, let me know.